Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy fall and happy Sunday. Today is an exciting day for me because you know what? My honored guest is from the East Coast. You all know that every time I have a guest on who is from the East Coast, I am super, super excited. So tighten your seat belts because it's going to be a rough ride in the beginning, but at the end, you are going to be so satisfied that you stay for the duration of the ride. So why don't you text, tweet, or call your friends, your neighbors that you have not spoken with for the past 6 years, because you are going to want them to hear this story. So without any delay, I want to go ahead and play our theme song for the show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Time that we played this song on the show, for me it's a true commitment as to why I do what I do. And for those of you who have been supporting me over all these years, I am so excited and blessed to have you in my life. I want you to subscribe on my newsletter by visiting hudsonempowers.com, hudsonempowers.com. I want Dabu Wan, welcome to the show. And I have my honored guest who hanging out with me in the virtual green room. And my guest is Miss Catherine Storing out of the Boston area, an amazing life-changing confidence building coach and stylist and all of that amazing thing. And you're going to hear her story, because she was not always the person that you're listening today. So I want for you to take notes and listen and listen and listen and, you know, be encouraged. Even when others give up on you, I want for you not to give up on yourself. The chat room is open. The phone lines are open. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And you are welcome to call in at any time and follow the prompt. If you have a question or a remark, or if you are a client of Ms. Loring and you want to call and say what she has done, we welcome that as well. Because too often people get amazing things done in their lives, and we do not take the time to let the people who have done those things with us and for us know. And tonight you are welcome to call in and give that testimonial to the world. So, without any further delay, I want to introduce to all of my listeners Miss Catherine Storin. Hello, Catherine.
Well, hello, hello. Thank you for the lovely introduction. I so appreciate that, and I feel honored and just grateful to be with you and your amazing listeners tonight.
Yes, thank you. You know, I honor you, and I just appreciate you for the work that you are doing in the lives of women, and as you put it, those two brave men. And I tend to say that too, because every time I go to what is categorized or labeled as an all-women event, and I see men there, they say, we're smart because we know anywhere a bunch of women get great things and we're not missing out.
That's right.
I want to welcome Dabu One to the show. Thank you, Dabu. You are welcome to call in at any time. The number is 646-915-8166. All right, Catherine, we want to start from the beginning. Would you please tell the listeners who Catherine Storin is?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. So Catherine Storin is a woman that has gone through an amazing transformation through a tremendous amount of pain that I'm grateful for today, and a woman that was unseen for her first 18 years of her life as a child, as a young woman, completely dismissed, completely unheard, and not wanted and not appreciated. And that would do a number on your self-esteem. That would do a number on your confidence. And it totally did for me. It really marked my life. And I thought it was going to be for a negative thing, but it was just completely for the best. So that's how my story started in the Caribbean, being quote unquote too skinny, too tall. My hair was too curly. You know, I had a mouth, which I still do today. And I didn't fit in. That's the thing. I love my island. I love my people, but I didn't fit in. The things about me that I couldn't change were not right. And that was just the beginning.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing you said that, because for those who fit in, they are definitely not doing what they are called to do. Because you cannot do two things at the same thing. They say darkness and light cannot occupy the same space. So you are called to be special. You cannot fit in, because you cannot fit in and stand at the same time. And for those people who are called, they are called to stand out. So I am so excited that you did not fit in, because had you done that, we would not be blessed with who you are today.
Well, yeah, I so appreciate that. Thank you so much. And it's funny that you said fit in, because that's my main slogan. Why fit in when you can stand out for your mission and your vision? And that's what I get to do today, because of what I went through. And you said it so perfectly. If I had fit in, then I wouldn't be here today. And if I hadn't gone through those things that I went through, I wouldn't be here today, which is why I say that I am grateful and thankful that I went through those things, because they shaped me into the woman that I am today.
You know, I met Catherine back in June. And when I saw her, although I did not know her work or her career, I knew that there was something special about her. And as you look on the pictures too on the broadcast, you're going to see that there's something special about this amazing woman. I've posted different pictures. And I want you to jot down what I'm going to turn on, what she's going to say. And I want for you to go back and look on those pictures. And I want you to just ponder on what she said and what you're looking at the picture. I want you to just break it down a bit more for the people, especially the young ladies that might be listening, and even the young boys too, because they go through the same humiliation and everything like that. I want you to stipulate some of the things that you were told growing up from your native homeland in the DR.
Absolutely. Yeah, my pleasure. So I wasn't like everybody else. Okay, I didn't look like everybody else, and I did not get the memo that if you don't look like everybody else, then there's something wrong with you. I know that there is someone tonight, listening tonight or the replay, that has been told that because they don't look like everybody else, if they don't think like everybody else, that there's something definitely wrong with them. And I just want to encourage you and tell you that we are all created different. We all bring something different to the table. So for me to be to hurt on a regular basis that I was too skinny, Daphne, I cannot tell you how hurtful that was. And the things that I went through to be able to not be skinny, which I was never not able to do because that's the way my body is. So it was so hurtful to hear that my body was wrong, when I didn't think there was anything wrong with being skinny and lanky before, you know, until they said those things. But I heard it on a regular basis. And like, where are your hips? And, you know, what's the deal with your hair? Why do you want to wear your hair natural? And I just thought, why wouldn't I want to wear my hair natural? I love the craziness of my curls. I thought that my curls really define the person that I am. And I was right. My curls are wild. In your face. Now, you know, they change color all the time. Now they're bright red, and I couldn't be happier about that change. And there's someone that is being hearing the same message. Oh, you're not skinny enough, or you're not tall enough.
Your
lips are not pouty enough. You know how some people, you know, you and I have awesome, Latin Caribbean lips. Other people don't, you know? So does that mean that your lips are not as important or beautiful as my lips?
And I want especially the young girls to listen to what Catherine just said, because the ones who are a bit more plumped or well upholstered, as I like to put it, you are being told the same thing, that you're not thin enough. And for those who are thin, why are you so thin? You know, some people's mission in life is to get up every day and to redefine you. And I am repeating what she said so that you can get some strength from that. I wanted to go back on the pictures in the episode, and I want you to look at those pictures and see yourself as you look on her, because you are going to be told the same thing by some people who think that they need to define you. So just be cautious. Don't go into depression. Hide away. And I want for you to always speak up. Speak up for yourself. Tell people, I don't know who you are describing. However, that is not me. That is not me. So, did you grow up your entire life in the DR, Catherine? Hello?
Oh, hey. Okay, now I'm muted. Thank you, Catherine. Pretty much. I was there for 18 years. So I was born and raised there. I finished high school there. And then my family moved to the Boston area. So for the first 18 years of my life, I was there.
And then you came to America. When you came here, you already know English and everything from your country, right?
No, I didn't. I moved here, and you know how I can talk underwater, right? So I moved here and I lost my voice because I didn't speak the language. It was terrifying.
And what did you do?
Well, I had to make a decision, Daphne. I have to confess that I was utterly depressed when I first came here. It was April 30th. There was white snow everywhere, even though it was so late in the season. I did not speak the language. My parents lived in a very crummy apartment, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't have a job. Mm. I didn't have a church to go to. I was alone. Mm. So for about a month, I sat on the couch, and I was just depressed. And
God,
to the
point
that
on all sunshine and everything you left. It happens to everybody who come from their country, you know. You're wondering, what am I doing here? Look what I've left behind.
Exactly. And the language barrier. The language barrier was huge because I'm a communicator by nature. So I couldn't communicate. So I became like a mute all of a sudden because I could understand, but I couldn't speak, Daphne. And if you're a speaker, if you're a communicator, you know, a part of you dies. And with that, died my desire, or so I thought, my desire to be an author. I wanted to be an author my whole life. I have been writing stories and plays and poetry my whole life, and all of a sudden, that was gone. So that was 18 years of my life. And one day, Daphne, my dad said, you know what, you're too depressed. I'm going to send you back. Because my dad just gave up. He said, I don't know what to do. We try everything, and you're just moping around. And I said, Dad, I cannot move back. Everybody moved on already. And you know how it is when you're in a place.
Yes,
if you leave, everybody
yes.
moves on. So I don't know how I was Everybody's so wise
gone.
In
yep.
that moment. Yeah, in that moment, I was so wise. I said, Dad, I've been gone for too long. I can't go back. I'm here now. Daphne, in that moment, I decided, stop it. You had your pity party. Good for you. Now let's get a move on. So Daphne, I stopped speaking Spanish. I stopped listening to music in Spanish. I stopped watching TV in Spanish. And I stopped reading in Spanish. I immersed myself in the culture, and I started to read. And the good thing about reading is that you don't have to look up every word, because if you keep if you keep reading, you get the gist of it.
What happened, Daphne, is
that I started watching TV in Spanish, and I would put on the closed captions so I can listen and read at the same time. I listened to, and I'm embarrassed to say, but I used to listen to soft rock. That's all I knew at the time. And the songs, again, different accents, different intonations. Daphne, within a year, I was taking college-level courses after living here just for 1 year.
Beautiful. And, you know, kudos to your dad, because he used reverse psychology, because he knew it was going to be a shock factor for you. He wasn't going to send you home. But he knew that that's the only thing I can do to shock this girl with her senses. You know, so I honor him. You know, he could have approached it away, but he was smart enough to say, no, this is reverse psychology. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? I never even thought about that. You're right.
I want people to know that the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. Please call in. And if you're in the chat room and have a question, you can also call in or write it at the bottom, below the low B, click on it, and then I'll read it. You just joined us. You're listening to Catherine's Story. Yes. So, fast forward, depression, don't speak the language. Then, all of a sudden, after the shock factor, there you are in college doing college courses. And what happened next?
Daphne, I was hungry. Daphne, I realized I'm in this country. I need to master this language. And I just went for it. I was hungry. I was reading. I was writing. I found amazing teachers that saw the hunger in me and fed me and put me in, gave me advanced work even though I was not supposed to, and they just saw that I was ready for it. And I really excel at school because, I'll be honest, I had nothing else going for me. I had some little jobs. I worked at Dunkin' Donuts for a little bit. I was a checkout girl at a Hispanic supermarket. Then I worked at CVS Pharmacy as a photo lab supervisor. And life just happened. I continued to develop. And then I heard these things, Daphne. I moved here, and people started to tell me, wow, Catherine, your hair is so curly, and your legs are so long and skinny, and you're so skinny. The same things that I heard growing up.
But with different energy.
Different energy, different tone. It was okay to be me, and they loved that I was opinionated. They loved that I had a little bite to me. You know how I am. And that healed me. That, and also finding out who I was and whose I was, that healed me because I realized there was nothing wrong with me all along. I was just the person that I was supposed to be, and my quote-unquote unique look was part of my gifting.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's your gold mine. And I tell people all the time, Catherine, that no matter what age you are in life, reading is the key that opens every door. It doesn't matter whether it's a master lock or it's just a regular lock at the dollar store. Reading will bust that lock open.
Yeah,
and a lot of people,
reading,
they don't utilize it. Reading is the most powerful thing you could do for yourself. That's
absolutely.
It.
It's transformational. It takes you growing up. I read all these. I read Cervantes. I read Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And those guys wrote stories that would just take you places. Like I was always on a trip. And I love that because they wrote in such a way that they took you to the places they were writing about. I love prose. I love words. I have always loved words.
Yes, 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 yes. And you know, I don't know whether or not you have thought about this. Not only did you go to college and to excel and get your degree, but each of those jobs, I don't know if you look at the diversity of the composition of all those different jobs, each and every one of them prepare you for where you are now because it was different community, different environment with different people preparing you for now. Don't you ever look down on anything you're called to do. Do it with pride and humility. Learn the lesson so that you can move on to the next classroom. So you can learn the next lesson. A lot of people curse where they are. I said, don't curse it. Learn the lesson because the more you curse it, it's the longer you're going to remain there. I guess 1-1-2-9-2 to the show. Thank you for joining. Yes. So you went to college, and how was it there for you? You began to feel a bit more comfortable?
Well, that's a funny thing. I always knew I wanted to go to this school. It's a very big school in Boston, very prestigious. And I just thought that's what I wanted to go, even though I had to go to a community college first to learn English, you know, and then I stayed there for 2 years, got an associate's degree. Then I transferred to another school to finish my bachelor's degree. So I thought when I transfer, I'll go to this big school. Daphne, I went to the open house. And I hated it. It was huge. And I knew I was gonna get lost there. I needed a sense of community. So I ended up going to my safety school, which was Suffolk University, and I went to the open house and I was at home. It was smaller classrooms.
That was
very, very diverse. And they got me. So I just knew I had to go there. So I got into all my other school because I applied so late. I got waitlisted, which I didn't even know what that meant at the time. And then when I got the thick envelope in the mail, back then, that was in the 90s, I took out my little address book and I called every single person. Daphne, I'm not kidding. I called every single person I have ever met and said, I got in my school. I got in my school. I was so happy. And the next 2 years of my life were unbelievable, transformed my life. I got to go to Spain to go to an advanced seminar. It was just what I needed to do to find myself and really realize that Boston is where I really finished growing up, which is what I always say. I'm a Dominican from Boston because now I lived here longer than I lived in the DR. I'm still Dominican. I still love my island, but here I found myself.
Yes. And, you know, I honor you for being adaptable, for being open, and to know that this is what you have and you are going to make the best out of it. There are many people who refuse to be adaptable and refuses to learn the new lessons that life presents to them. However, anything that we have never done before is an opportunity to learn a new lesson. So I honor you. And I have to ask this. When your daddy saw the new person that was, when you started going to college and stuff, what did he say?
They were not, my parents couldn't get it. I'll be honest and say my parents couldn't get it. Why was I working so hard? So first I went to school for a year. Graduated from that program that I was doing for English as a second language, and they thought, okay, she's done. And then the school said, if you stay, we'll give you money for your studies. So I'm like, that's a no-brainer. So I stayed for 2 years, and I got my associate's degree, and my parents thought again, okay, she's done, you know, killing herself, working three jobs to be able to put herself through college. And then I got into my other school, and they were like, what are you doing, woman? Like, when is it going to be enough? And I said, Dad, I can't stop now. This is just, things that I want to do. In college, really, for me, it was a rite of passage. It was a place for me to really fine-tune my voice and just be exposed to different people in different countries. And they just didn't get it for the longest time. And the same happened with my career. They kept seeing that every couple of years I would change to a higher position, a different company, and they just didn't understand what was behind the drive. And I gotta say today they're very proud of me, but it took them a while to catch up to what I was seeing and what I was going for.
Yes. Because, you know, Catherine, they grew up in a different era from you, different environment. And although they did not understand and they were in seeing you go forward and to encourage you on that journey. And I tell you, you are such an example for any other young person that might be coming from any other country, not only the DR, not only Jamaica, but anywhere. This is a lesson for each and every one of us to learn from. The phone lines are open, guys. I want you to call in. No reason to wait. You have a question or a remark, please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are stepping into the second segment of the Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat. Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat. Check the website out at Ignite the New You in Paradise Retreat.com. All right, Catherine. So you went on a journey. Everything is hunky dory. You're gorgeous. You're young. You're beautiful. You studied the English. And you knew what you wanted, and you went out and got it. So now everything is just so easy for you because you have had it made, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everything was so easy. Yeah, it's so funny. Daphne, I got married right after college. Like, I graduated in May. I got married in July of the same year. And I was a baby. I was 24 years old. and just naive, you know, still dealing with the remnants of low self-esteem and low confidence and just not knowing who I was. I cannot emphasize enough. You need, before you commit yourself to a job, to a relationship, to anything, know who you are first so you can make the best decision for yourself. And I was married. I was married for almost 7 years. Have a beautiful daughter who's a little mini me, and move
a big mini you.
That's true. She's a big mini you. That's right, because she's 11 and she's as tall as I am. And unfortunately, the marriage didn't work out. You know, it was very painful. Imagine being a preacher's daughter. My dad at this point is a pastor now, so it's very hurtful. You know what they say about divorce is that one thing that should kill you but doesn't. And at some point, you kind of wish that it did because it's so painful. And I went through that, and I still went through the point of trying to find myself and what my purpose in life was. I knew it was something. I knew it was big, but I had to deal with the aftermath of divorce. I had to deal with who is Catherine. Like, let's find out now in her mid, or actually early 30s, who is Catherine's story?
You know, it's, you just said a ton of things right here, because you know how many people enter into relationships, whether they are marriage or they're shacking up or it's just boyfriend, girlfriend, and they are not in there for love. They are in there because they're trying to find who they are. And coupling up with somebody, it's no way of finding you. You got to spend independent, quiet time with yourself to find you. And this is why there are so many divorces happening, because people leave one relationship, they hop in another one, they hop in another one, because they're trying to find themselves. And I tell the people all the time, you can't run from yourself, because everywhere you go, you are there. So you might as well just be still and sit down and have the hard conversation with yourself and come to clarity, and make sure when you get into another relationship, you're not going there with all the baggages. Because a lot of people casting blame and pointing finger at the next person, and it really doesn't have anything to do with the next person. It is all in us, you know? Because we always look for other people to bring us joy, satisfaction, and happiness. No way. It's only us that can do that for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
However, Catherine, I hope you realize that you are really made from good tapestry. Because with all that you have gone through, you're still an extremely young woman. And you are standing solid. Standing solid. And growing up. Making a difference in the lives of other women and men. You're not letting your past define you, though you embrace it and utilize it in the company. Okay.
Are you still there? I lost you there for a second. Yeah.
Okay, let me ask the question again. Did you hear the question?
I did not.
When are, all right, when introduce the authentic Catherine?
I lost the first part again. I just heard the authentic Catherine.
All right. Yeah, when did you get, after that journey, after that turbulent journey and everything, when did you get introduced to the authentic Catherine?
That is a great question. About 3 years ago, I decided, I got some wisdom and realized that, wait a minute, I know how to shop. I know how, and this is, I stumbled upon this, literally stumbled upon this. I've been doing this for the last 20 years, not getting paid for it. Mm-hmm. Everyone, and I mean everyone, would stop me and ask me, hey, where do you get those shoes? Where do you get that watch? And how do you put, I mean, mm-hmm. at the bank, I couldn't even do my banking with people asking me, how do you put that outfit together? And how you always look so bubbly and funny? And will you take me shopping? And all my friends looked amazing because I took them all shopping or organized her closet. And one day, a friend of mine said, after I took her shopping and organized her closet, she's like, why don't you do this? Like, this corporate thing is not working out for you. Why don't you do this? And I'm like, what? People are going to pay me to do their closets and style them? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, really? And what would that look like? So I started talking to her, and she just gave me some pointers, and I started looking at that. And I just realized, Daphne, that I had been making my gifts not as important as they were. And that my gifts are not about me. And the fact I went through all of that and I had very low self-esteem gave me the heart and the sensitivity to really see others as beautiful as they are. When you yourself, when you see how beautiful you are, which is not a selfish thing to do, it allows you to love better and it allows you see people as they are. So one of my gifts, I say that I'm a beauty highlighter. I don't change anything. I don't bring anything new. I make very small tweaks that, when done right, at the same time, bring out the beauty that's hidden inside. Beauty is an inside job. And when I do that, and you have seen me do it. When I do it, I am at my happiest. It's easy
for you.
It is easy for me. Yeah, it's easy and it's fun. I just spend a whole weekend doing a photo shoot, doing new videos, and going shopping. And I had a blast doing what I love, doing what I was gifted to do. So that just really ignited who I am. And it really, I came to life. Like, my light has been on, and people can tell. They keep telling me, what is it about you? Like, I see this thing, I cannot put my finger on it, but you're like radiating from the inside out and your smile is contagious. And I couldn't get it. You know, people kept saying that and I couldn't get it. Then I realized, oh my gosh, I found my inner style and I have brought it out, and people can connect with it because I'm being my authentic self.
That's right. And that's why people get sidetracked, because they don't realize that what comes easy for them does not come easy for the rest of us. I listened to you talking about people calling you to go shopping. Catherine, until I stopped it, people always call to be cooking everything. They either call me to come to their homes to cook it, or they drop the chicken and the rice off because they want rice and peas and chicken. And guess what? They don't drop it with any seasoning. It's just the pure chicken and the rice. And I said, rice and peas need coconut. It needs seasoning. It needs everything. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine in Atlanta said to me one year, she said, why don't you write a cookbook and blend the seasoning and sell it to the people who keep asking you to cook for them? So until you stop these things, people are always going to be wanting it for free. And what comes easy for us does not come easy for a lot of people. And that's why that's the thing we need to utilize as a business. What they say, it's not rocket science to know what our calling and purpose is in life. We just need to be attentive.
Right, and not cheaping it. When we give it for free, we're cheaping the gift. And when you give people something for free, they don't appreciate it as much as when they pay, because then they have skin in the game.
Exactly. People will always find the money to invest in that which is important for them. So no, you don't have to apologize for your fees, because your fee is the announcement to the world that you are a professional at what you do. So if people is going to question your fee, that means they weren't meant to work with you. They need to just continue until they find somebody else. Because you are not the stylist for everybody. You are the stylist for the ones who understand the importance of having quality service. Service that is going to highlight and enhance who they are. You know, if you are just joining me, I am in conversation with Catherine Storing, confidence coach and style enhancer, beauty enhancer, and all of that good work. Call because she's going to be talking about her two books and what's coming up. So call in. The number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Yes. So you realize now your friend told you that you should do that. No, don't you love your friends that really can really see the distance when we are not seeing it for ourselves?
Yes, yes. And it took courage for her to say that, because maybe what if I wasn't ready? What if I wasn't ready
to
answer that and accept it, to receive it? And I really was. And I think I known all along. I just didn't get that I could get paid for something that I'm able to do. Like, it's like
easy.
Breathing. Like, it's
yes.
easy. It's really easy.
Yes.
It really is.
Too easy. And that's why, you know, when we don't put the value on what we do, that's why we're so confused, because, oh, this is nothing. You know, a lot of times I see people and I say, oh, that is beautiful. Oh, this whole thing. And I say, that's not what you say. You're supposed to say, just say thank you very much, you know. So
that's
they
exactly
always
what
take
I say.
The value.
Yeah. I tell
take
people, I teach them how to accept compliments. Because women are so guilty of this, they will not let you compliment them. They will fight you. I'm fat. I'm tired. This is too loose.
Yeah.
This is too tight. My arm this.
Yeah.
My thigh that. Yeah. And it's like, no, let's just try that again.
That's what you've got.
Your eye,
work with it. Yep.
And I'm going to say, you look lovely today, or I love that dress. You're going to look back into my eyes, and you're going to say, thank you.
Thank you very much.
No,
with the broad
smile. No, nothing else. Just the exact
broad
thank
smile.
You.
The broad.
And receive it in your heart. Not your head.
Beautiful.
Receive it in your heart.
Beautiful. So, Catherine, you do this amazing work, and you only get to work with local people in the Boston area?
Well, that's something that it was bothering me, because I know I'm called to share my story. I'm called to help as many women and men that I can, to help them look really good, because when you feel good, you do good. And so I developed this program called Virtual Styling, where I can help people anywhere in the world, and they still get amazing results. I even can go shopping for them. And it's just an amazing program that I'm so proud of, because it allows me to connect with others and connect with people that are called to do amazing things, and all they need is an amazing outfit to go with it. So that's one of the things that I get to do with Virtual Styling.
Beautiful, beautiful. So all of you who are listening, you don't need to be in the Boston area for her to work with you. So I know that's a relief. I know that's a relief for all of you to hear that. So we have 43 minutes and 16 seconds. They say time fly when you're having fun. You are not only one bookseller, you are two Amazon best-selling book author. Let's talk about your first book and how that came about.
Absolutely. Dream Big is my baby. It's a book that I wrote for myself. Both my books I wrote for myself, and then other people get to be blessed by them, but I really wrote them to inspire myself. Dream Big, 7 Keys to Stepping into Your Calling. It's a book that I wrote because a lot of people kept saying I couldn't do something, okay? And I knew I was not the only one. In my opening line, I dedicate a book to people that have been told you cannot go to school, you cannot learn a new language, you cannot start a new church, you cannot go to law school, you cannot look that good, You cannot do big things, okay? That's who the book is for. And then I walk into, I talk about my fashion line and how it's coming along and how I got shut down by someone that I thought was going to help me. And then I give seven steps that they can use so they can dream big and be able to have their dreams come true. And it's a quick read. You can read in about an hour and a half. And like you said, it was an Amazon bestseller in all three categories, in both print and Kindle, which is, you know,
beautiful.
I'm very, very proud of that. Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. And now you have a new book.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited about Styling Faith, the complete style guide. It's dropping on Wednesday. I'm having a party, having a lunch party, and it's just amazing what can happen when, and I hope people can hear my heart and realize that I'm telling you my story to encourage you, to inspire you, and to show you that if I can do it, so can you. So 20 years ago, English was my second language. It was actually, it wasn't even my second language. It was even non-existent for me. 20 years, and today, it's my first language. I'm able to publish books and write on a regular basis on my blog in English. In my second book, it's a full-fledged, over 300 pages of style, confidence, motivation, inspiration, my story. I enlisted seven other experts in different areas that are related to style. And I'm just very excited. The book came out on Kindle in May on my birth, on my 39th birthday. It became an Amazon bestseller.
Congratulations.
And now, thank you. And it's coming out on Wednesday. It's on print. And I'm just
beautiful,
over the moon excited about it because this is my platform. This book is going to allow me to be on everybody's hands, whether they buy the Kindle version. But I think because of the pictures and all the things that I have in here, you might want to highlight. And I don't know how you read books, but I highlight, I dog ear, I write on the margins, then I reread my favorite parts.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can,
that's right,
I read the entire book again. And that's mm-hmm. my second book coming out.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And where can they get the book? I was saying you're having the book signing in Boston. However, those people who are listening and will be listening to the archive of the show, how can they get the book?
Well, the awesome thing is that the book is available on Amazon.com. They can search for Catherine Storing with a C, or they can search for the title Style and Faith. It's the only book named that. Dream Big. So the easiest way might be to type Catherine Storing. So if you type that, both books will come up either
come up
in Kindle version, in print.
That's why. In Faith. Why that name?
That's a great question. When I first introduced myself earlier tonight, I said that I was a fashion stylist, a confidence building coach, and a woman of faith. And I'm very proud to be those three things at the same time. And what healed me, I hinted to that at the beginning, what healed me of my low self-esteem and my lack of confidence was knowing who I was and whose I was and how I was created and how I was put together. And that only came about through my faith. I am a woman of faith. I believe in God, and I believe that everything that happens to you happens for a reason, and everything that happens to for your good. And that's what my life has been about, and I'm not ashamed of that. And I decided to incorporate my faith into my business because it was so healing to me. I know that my story is it's powerful, but it's more powerful because of my faith and the things that have happened because of it. So that's why the book is called Style and Faith.
Good. What kind of a conversation do you get from the Christian community when they learn about style and fashion? Because I have told you many, many, many conversations I've heard. They think that once you become a believer or a Christian, your ankles shouldn't show. And, you know, can't wear no makeup, you shouldn't wear makeup, you shouldn't wear jewelry, you know, you shouldn't wear perfume and all of that stuff. What do you tell those people who are so religious and they cannot be receptive to accepting style into their life and beauty?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I have received a mixed number of reactions. The majority of them, it's like, what? unfortunately, people have forgotten. They've forgotten who they are. Okay, so they think that God is this person that doesn't care about what you look like, and He loves you anyway. And that is true. He does love you, no matter what you look like. But when you belong to the King, when you
he
are
wants
royalty,
you, present him good.
You have to represent them well. And if you
That's
have noticed,
right.
all my when you see all my pictures, you can see that I'm a fashion-forward person. You can see that I love color. But you don't see things that I shouldn't be showing on my pictures, on my videos. You don't see
That's
me
right.
dressing inappropriately. You can dress well, and you can still
that's
be
right.
God-honoring. And that's what I teach in the book. Everything that
that's
I teach
right.
here, it's all about looking good from the inside out. That's the beginning. Inside mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Beauty is an inside mm-hmm. out job. So to the people that don't get it, I'm very sorry. I can't change their mind. It is what it is, but I'm going to continue to target that area. I'm going to continue to share my story because more people need to understand that you can be godly and look all kinds of fine. It's totally okay.
You are the ones that is supposed to look super fine because
yeah.
you're representing the King, you know? And He don't want you out there shabby. And this is a perfect segue into offering you the opportunity to read the portion of your book.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So one of my favorite portions, and I thought it would be a great area, it was called The Signature Look. And you know how you have your, everybody has their signature look. And for you,
mm-hmm.
it's color and necklaces. You know, it's one of your favorite things. And that's part of your signature look. And it's actually part of my signature look, too. So let me read from chapter 9. I got to read a couple of
paragraphs. You can go
here.
Ahead. We have 34 minutes.
Okay, awesome. So let me go here and say, I have honed my signature look. And my signature look is eclectic, it's colorful, it is fun, it is different, it is in your face and crazy. And I love everything about that. I have worked with many clients that have a signature look and they don't love it, they don't have a signature look and they don't know how to find it either or have copied somebody else's signature look and do not feel comfortable but want to love it and want to feel as confident as the person that they stole it from. Was that confusing enough? All that just to say that signature looks are personal, are different, and they're not right or wrong. They are just your personal look and signature look. And I want to tell you that it is possible to make that look a little sharper, a little more put together, and still be you, still be fun and presentable. It is very, very possible. I have a client that fights her signature look. She just fights it. And I want her to embrace it. We have been working on this for a while. Some people are a little more attached, let's just say, to their signature look and want to look like somebody else or have attached a negative connotation to the signature look. For example, this client that I'm talking about, her name is, I'm not going to tell you her name. Let's just say her name is Mary. And Mary loves her comfort. She likes to be comfortable. She's not the heels type of girl. And she likes to wear comfortable pants in just your girl next door kind of girl. And I think that is great. It's a valid point. She can be the girl next door and own it. But she forever is buying, against my advice, buying heels and buying clothes that are very complicated and do not embrace her look. At first, she used to get upset with me when I used to say, your look is more comfortable. It is more girl next door. I can definitely help you make it a little more fun and more put together, but that is who you are. And she would fight it and get upset about it. Now she has gotten much better at embracing that. She can even wear heels once in a blue moon, But really, she's the type that wears flats, that wears riding boots that are flat, and she just wants to be comfortable. And that I have been helping her is very comfortable in her own skin, but be more put together. Comfort does not mean expandix that you have given up. It just means that it's your look, that you can move around and be comfortable when people say, oh, wow, that is so you. And that is a clue that lets you know that's your signature look. So if you look into your closet and see that you have a lot of hats, fedora hats and flats and wear jeans all the time, and you put all that together, then that would be another way to see what your signature look is. You see, when people will say, oh, wow, that looks so great on you, and you will gravitate towards that every time you go shopping, just catch yourself. Next time you go shopping, look and see the first item that you go to. This is your signature look, and sometimes you need to work with someone that is going to help you put that signature look together. There's nothing wrong with having a signature look. I think actually I encourage people to have a signature look, especially speakers and authors that have to get in front of people all the time. You want to have brand recognition and show people that you know how to dress, and it gives you more confidence. Actually, when you know that you have put on fits in just right and fits your personality, you do not have to worry about that. You can concentrate on your talk, your speech, your presentation, and you don't have to worry at all about your look. There are different looks that you can own and rock. You can rock it. And I'm showing you here below some ideas that you can use and see how signatures looks vary. I have some clients that are speakers, and they, especially women that are in the ministry, are always speaking, presenting their books, or giving a talk, have to look a certain way. And many of them say, Catherine, I'm a jackets person. And I'm like, I got it. And I will see some pictures, like I said. I will stalk them on social media and see that indeed they do like jackets, but they probably are not wearing the right kind. They are too loose, they are not trendy, and they're not tailored enough. That is the other thing. Not all jackets are created equal. You can have so much fun and not hide behind a jacket. Because what people do, especially if they have to lose some weight or are pear shape or something, is that they think that they're hiding behind baggy clothes or clothes that are covering. What happens is that you look like a tent, unfortunately. So they have the complete opposite effect. So what I do is when I work with these types of clients is that I find them unique pieces that are just fabulous and amazing. Banana Republic is a great place for that. Chico's and Taylor, they have great jackets that are tailored and just look amazing. Yolanda Adams has her own line of clothes, and they're great. Great jackets. The Limited has great jackets too. You can wear different pieces and different looks. And if your look is the blazer, it can be a nice tailored blazer. And if it doesn't have to be a boring color either, it can be pretty fabulous. It can have wide lapels and skinny sleeves or three-quarter sleeves. Whatever your signature outfit is, you have to define it and you have to tweak it so it is appropriate and it looks fantastic. That is a way of doing it without giving up and saying, oh, that is my signature look and that is just what I do. Yeah, that is what you do, but you can do it. You can make it better. Can you have a look that is just polished and so easy? Because that is what happens to my clients. I help them figure out what the signature look is, and then when they're getting dressed, they get ready in no time, because their signature look is put together and their closet is maximized to represent that signature look. But then again, they do not always look the same, and that is the difference in having a signature look that someone helps you put together. And that is what I'm going to be doing at Style University on a regular basis, showcasing how to put on your signature look. the members will be able to send in their pictures and say, hey, Catherine, this is my signature look. How can you take it to the next level? That's how I'm going to be able to do those tutorials and showcase how you do that, because it is important. It just helps you get ready that much faster, and your confidence goes through the roof, like I said, when you know that your signature look has been polished, put together, and vetted by someone that knows what they're doing, then you fly each day. That is what I do day in and day out, putting signature looks together and just making small tweaks and adding just the right pieces so it looks just the right way.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. What would you say, Catherine? Take a sip of water. What would you say to the person that says, you know, I thought that is just for the rich and famous, you know, the people in that. That's not for me. I'm just ordinary Jane.
Oh, my goodness. That's a loaded statement right there. This is for every single person. If you're breathing, you need a stylist. Even if you're really good at putting your clothes together, you still need a stylist. Because
Catherine, I have to interject here because, you know, she did a mini makeover for me. I was there in Boston. And just the things that I brought, it was not planned or anything, amazed me to see how you converted the things that I had there. So I can't wait until you get to work with everything I have. Because the one thing I let the listeners know, you don't necessarily have to go shopping. You will work with what you have. So all you need to do is to make yourself available. And you are the first stylist that I've ever worked with. I always go buy my stuff, put it on, match my jewelry, you know, with my purse and everything. Wasn't fixing and mix and matching and everything. But there is so much more, and just give you that unique, authentic look. So this is something for every man and woman who is an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter whether you're a coach or if it's even once a year when you go to that annual conference, make sure a stylist put you together to go there. So that was just my little piece. So go ahead.
No, I appreciate that because it's a perfect example of what I do. I do not believe in throwing everything away. I'm going to say that one more time because many stylists, you know, are selling that story that you have to begin from scratch. You have to go shopping in your closet first because people like Daphne and people that have been shopping for, you know, a very long time, they have fine pieces there. You have no idea how many brand new pieces I find hanging in a closet. Like for years, they would have, you know, over 5-10 pieces hanging with the tags on. Because they don't know how to put it together.
Ouch.
Yep, that's right. Or
Ouch.
They keep wearing the same stuff over and over again. My very favorite is I'm saving that for a special occasion. That's my favorite.
Okay,
that's when
then
I roll
today.
My eyes.
You wake up. Today's a special occasion when we wake up, right?
And what about tomorrow? We don't know where we're going to be tomorrow. We have no idea.
That's right. Tomorrow is never promised. I have never seen a tomorrow. Because
when you are blessed
to wake up tomorrow, it's today. So I want to see the person who told me that they have experienced tomorrow. It never happened in my 67 years of life. I never see a tomorrow.
You just don't know. So one of the steps that I do, one of the first things when I'm able to work with people in person, and I can actually do the closet virtually, is that I want to see everything. I need to see everything. And I tell them, I even know about the stash that you have under your kids' bed, on the coat closet, in the basement.
They're
I know
hiding
about
it
all
from the husband.
And hiding
it from the husband.
Too. and themselves, mm-hmm. and themselves. So I go through every single piece of clothing, and I edit, and I audit it, and I am like Rain Man when it comes to clothes. I just know what you have. Once I see it, I know it. So I'm taking inventory as we're going through everything, and some things mm-hmm. have to be rearranged. Some things have to be tailored. Some have to be donated. Some have to go and be thrown away and burned like right away. And that's okay.
Lord help us.
Oh, I'm telling you, I've seen many things. And that's okay. That's so totally okay. But the first thing that I do is I'm taking notes. As we are looking at the outfits, I'm taking notes. And most of the time, the most vulnerable, the most touching moment that happens is when they get to an outfit that either doesn't fit anymore or has been ruined and they cannot wear it anymore. And sometimes people have cried and they say, Catherine, I cannot let go of this because it reminds me of a person, of a time, or a place, and I just cannot get rid of it. So I never, ever. Yeah.
Catherine, I have a dress in my closet. It is a fuchsia top, and the entire bottom is sheer. That was the first time I went to a designer in the United States in Sheephead Bay. She is a Jewish designer. I was doing Mary Kay Cosmetics. I paid $1,800 for that dress. And I said, I am not giving that dress to anybody. It's a little bit tight up on the bodice. I said, I'm keeping that dress until it fits me again.
Right. But let me, this is going to help you actually, Daphne. This is going to help you. Because something similar happened to me. I bought a beautiful dress, and it got ruined. It got ruined in the closet, and I couldn't wear it. Mm-hmm. So I actually have a video about this. So when I'm taking notes, I look at that outfit, I listen to the story, and I don't say anything. So this is a little secret for you guys before you hire me. Anyway, when we go shopping, I am secretly looking for that outfit for you again. Another updated, up-to-date version of that outfit that fits, that would make you happy again, and then I don't say anything. Then we go back to the house, and I show them the outfit. I have them try it on, and I say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take the old outfit, and we're going to thank them. We're going to thank that outfit, and we're going to transfer all the memories from that outfit to the new outfit.
This is so powerful,
Daphne. This is so powerful because they're able to let go. But not only let go, they're able to keep the good. Like, they keep the memory. So every time they step into the new outfit, all those memories keep rushing back. So it's the best of both worlds. They get to wear the outfit again.
Yes.
And they're able to wear it and keep the memory. Mm. So that's one of my favorite things to do. So that's just a fraction of the things that I do with my clients.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Is there anything else that you want to talk about that we have not touched yet?
Yeah, so I have individual clients, and I can work with people virtually. But like you said earlier, my fees represent my experience, over 20 years of styling and fashion and shopping experience. And that means that sometimes that cost, even though it's valid, it represents my experience, can be cost prohibitive for some people. And I get that. And I don't want to leave anybody out. In the book, when you buy it, you can read about Style University. And Style University is opening its doors on Wednesday. I opened it, and I actually have opened it for a limited time. And people that get in between now and Wednesday, they will be able to get in for the price of...
Say the date, Catherine, because people are going to be hearing it on the archive too, and they don't know which Wednesday. Yeah,
that is true. So it's Wednesday the 15th. That's when it opens.
Of October.
Of October, yeah.
The 15th
of
October, yeah.
The 15th of October, and the cost is $49.97, okay? It's 30 days, total style, makeovers, and shopping and accessories and everything you can think about shopping, it's $49.97. And I knew that even then there would be some people that because of circumstances, because of other commitments, they wouldn't be able to afford all at one time $49.97. And I'm not judging anyone. I just really want to be able to style you. You that are listening right now, I want to style you and tell you that you can make two payments of $24.97. This is,
I don't want
money to be an issue. So for your listeners, if you contact me after October 15th, just send me a message. I will honor that price. That is never going to be again at that rate because that's actually a monthly rate. But for right now, for a limited time only, it's open for that rate for the life of the course. You're going to have access to the videos and the phone calls and the makeovers for the rest of your life. But when it opens again, it's going to open for $49.97 monthly. So this is a no-brainer to get in now. And like I said, if you mention Dynamic Daphne when you send me a message, I will honor the rate of $49.97 or two payments of $24.97.
Guys, it does not get any better than that. You know? Doesn't get any better than that. It's time to tweak it. It's time to tweak it. It's time to tweak it. All right. Wow. Well, this, my God, where did the time go? We have 15 minutes remaining. So I want to give you the opportunity to just summarize and leave what thoughts you want to leave the listeners with. If you want to give them a checklist that they need to have in place before they call you, especially to do a virtual dialing, tell them what to do before they pick up the phone and call you or they send email to call you and all of that.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I just want to say that you have waited long enough. You have waited long enough to showcase how beautiful you are. And it is time for you to look good on the outside as well. If you're listening to this show, that really tells me that you have been working on yourself, you have been studying, and you are about something. You are a person of substance, but you have to showcase that to the world as well. So you are in a perfect place right now, but you can move to the next level. So I want you to go to stylingfaith.com. And I want you to opt in for my new free ebook. I'm giving it away. It's The Organized Closet. That is a prerequisite to working with me, and I'm actually giving it away. Stylingfaith.com. You'll be able to sign up and get a free copy of The Organized Closet. It's a graphic book, okay? So you don't have to read that much, but it works you. Step by step on how to organize your closet. That's going to transform your life before we even work together. It's going to give
Beautiful.
You so much peace and so much time. Remember, stylingfaith.com. That's where you can get the free ebook. I want you to come into Style University. And the link for that is bit.ly/new-season-style. bit.ly/new-season-style. It is time for you to look amazing on the outside as well. I want to be your stylist. I am called to be your stylist, and I know that it is time for you to do it. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. You have to do it right now as you're listening. Send me a message via Twitter. My Twitter handle is StyleStoring. You can go to my website to the contact page, and you can send me a message that way. And let's connect, and let's get you plugged into Style University, and let's get you looking fabulous in no time because you have to. It's about time. I see it already, and others have to see it. You have to see it as well. StylingFaith.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Catherine. Continued success in everything that you're doing, and thanks for investing in my listener. And guys, she has been very generous that she's even extending
that if you guys' promotion is over, she's going to still honor that. So you have no reason not to tweak and restyle who you are and to really enhance your inner beauty. Catherine, I honor you for what you're doing, and thank you, thank you, thank you so very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Just thank you for the work that you're doing and how you're inspiring people and you yourself
thank
stepping
you.
Into your calling. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. All right, guys. So remember, for those who did not turn up here, please share the link with them. Like, make sure that they don't lose you. And ramp up the way they are appearing in the world, because they are representative of our Father, not just themselves. So we need to look good when we go out, and we need to exude from the inside out. Again, I invite you to mark the show favorite and follow us so that each and every week you will be informed who our guests will be or what I'm going to be speaking about. I want to subscribe to my newsletter by visiting DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And we know that there are many of you who are so depressed and worried, and it's coming close to the end of the year, and you did not even scratch the surface and all of the dreams that you have on your mind. However, don't be dismayed, because there's always an opportunity to start over. So for 6 weeks, I am inviting you to come spend time with me to help you to design a new plan going forward, where you can just prioritize where you want to start first, how you need to do things. I will give you the tools to help you to unleash your personal power so you can utilize it for greater success and to live your life without limits and unapologetic. I want you to visit bit.ly/mypowerfulwhy. bit.ly/mypowerfulwhy. For the first 25 people to register there, get to invest only $297. After those 25 slots are taken, then the investment will go back to the regular $497. So for those of you who want to take advantage, you should run right over there now and make sure you grab it. Before you tell your friends about it, you grab your seat, because for those of you who have been procrastinating, you tell your friends, they are going to end up paying $297 investment, and you who are sitting on the sideline will end up losing out on the $297. So listen, guys, you can't depend on anybody teach area of special health, spiritual wealth, emotional wealth. All three goes together. It has been knocking on the door for many years. Behind the door scares. Scared to open the door. That's why we are experiencing lack and I want you to put I want to open the door to opportunity. I'm giving you for 6 weeks. So visit bit.ly/mypowerfulwhy and register for the 6 weeks online coaching program. This is Dynamic Daphne, your host. And I just want to remind you that you are called for a destiny. Do not allow anyone or any circumstances to derail you from that. Be well, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Strong God.